This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Browns looking for a head coach. As are the Ravens, Raiders, Titans, Cardinals, Giants, Falcons, and now Miami Dolphins, as they have fired Mike McDaniel as head coach. That's eight teams. That's 25% of the National Football League and maybe more to come. Let's go to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. He covers everything there is to cover and does a great job of it as a columnist for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Also, author of the book whose title won't just go away, Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback? He's Mr. Terry Pluto. Hello, Terry.
Hello there, Jeff.
How are you, bud?
Well, I have not gotten a call to interview with any of the teams yet, but if a few more get rid of their coaches, they'll be talking to media people.
They're going to need somebody, Terry.
Yes.
Going to need somebody.
It's amazing. It is. And you look at some of these names of these guys, and it's like, you know, the offensive coordinator from Cincinnati who doesn't call the plays is getting a job interview. Part of that could be if they hire somebody else and they want to hire an offensive coordinator. A lot of those things are being done that. And the thing to keep in mind, too, is sometimes when teams are interviewing different candidates, agents, there's several agents that seem to have, like, most of the coaching candidates. So sometimes, like, say, you want to talk to Harbaugh, all right? And Harbaugh's guy said, well, that'll be good. Well, you also talk to, you know, Freddie Phelps, because he's a young guy. He's got some promise. So talk to him so we can get his name out there. So they'll do both.
And we're seeing a lot of that. Some of the names that the Browns are interviewing, certainly.
Yeah, and other teams, too.
Exactly right.
It's a little bit aha. Now, 2 years from now, you know, those guys may end up getting a job. I remember when Kevin Stefanski, you know, got it, when they ended up hiring Freddie Kitchens, it's like they're going to hire a guy who at that point had called a grand total of three plays for the Minnesota Vikings. And they didn't. They went to Freddie. He probably should have, but it was, you know, was something Dee Podesta liked them, and who knows, it was probably a favor for somebody. And but then they kind of liked him. They turned around, brought him back next year, and gave him the job.
Terry, the Browns have had under the Haslam ownership seven different coaches. Two of them that they didn't get in a coaching search. They inherited Pat Shurmur, and they promoted Greg Williams when they got rid of Hugh.
Right.
But everybody they hired, except for Hugh, the coordinator du jour, the hot coordinator, Hugh had 1 year of coaching experience. Do you think they're going coordinator du jour, or do you think they're actually looking for someone with head coaching experience? And does it matter?
I prefer somebody with experience, but it's a line that Dan Gilbert said to me. I remember when they hired Mike Brown, and this is the first time way back in the old days. And I'm talking to Dan just kind of casually afterwards. And I said, Dan, he's got like no experience being a head coach or whatever. He said, well, when I hear no experience, this guy has experience, I say, experience doing what? experience being mediocre, experience just trying to keep my job, or, you know, experience with success. And so I guess that always kind of stuck with me. Of course, Dan liked to take a shot on people that hadn't had, jobs before. Interesting, though, well, the last two coaches that Kobe Altman hired have been head coaches before, you know, both Kenny and JB.
Right.
So they did change that around. And they also brought Mike Brown back for a second go. But when you look at experienced coaches, you get to Harbaugh and then what, Mike McCarthy? I don't know.
Yeah, and you're not bringing back Kevin Stefanski. So
no, right. You know, Schwartz. It's not like there's a lot to pick from, and there's more openings all the time, as you mentioned.
Jim Schwartz is a head coach. In or out for you?
Interested, because I'm not going to hold him in the box, make him prisoner of the 4 years or 5 years it was with Detroit, where the last year was 2013, and just assume, well, that's the same guy. And would be the same way as he being a head coach now.
Right, can't be the same guy.
Yeah, you can. You can. I mean, among other things, his life experience changed. You remember, sure, for 2 years before he came to Cleveland, he had some serious health things going on with his thyroid and everything else, where he was just a consultant with Mike Vrabel. And that, you know, that'll alter your perception of life a little bit, too. My guess has probably made him better and more compassionate towards people, you know, because he's just beloved as a coordinator by the players. So I'm interested in him. But there's one mistake you don't want to make, is you never want to make a guy head coach simply because you don't want to lose him as a coordinator. You want to make sure you believe in him as a head coach.
Terry Pluto joining us from Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer. His book, Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback? John Harbaugh becomes available this week, and we heard rumblings about that, but guys with his track record don't become available. He's also 18 years as a head coach, and in his 60s, when most people would think you're not going to hire this guy because he's up there in age, but John really thinks that he wants to coach and everything else. Do you think the Browns have a legit shot to sign him, Terry? My thought has been the only way they do is if in his heart he wants to coach in his mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Bob's hometown, and coach the team he grew up rooting for. Other than that, I would think he's going to have better opportunities.
I mean, people say, well, Jimmy should just roll up the truck and throw all the money at him. He made $17 million this last year. He has three years left on a contract that keeps going up, like 18, 19, 20, something like that. And so whatever buyout he took from Baltimore, I mean, and I was talking to some people as I'm working on a column for tomorrow who know him and that, and he's lived in like two houses his whole time in Baltimore. You know, one when he first got the job and the one he bought about 10 years ago. And I mean, they're very nice houses, but it's not like some of these guys keep score on their salaries compared to other people, you know, and Harbaugh's not like that. I mean, it's, you know, he stayed there. He always signed extensions and that. The other thing they said, you know, he's 64. He goes, he's as relentless as ever. That's what they were telling me. He goes, he's just, he's such a grind. I mean, yeah, we'd have people wearing shirts and training camp, embrace the grind. You know, he's that kind of guy. And that hasn't changed with him. Now, what probably happened there is you're there 18 years. It's a long time. And they get kind of tired of you because you didn't do as well as they'd hoped in the playoffs. And maybe you get a little tired of them. But that's it. There was no big negative things at all. And his work ethic and his obsession to football remained strong. That's what I was told. Now, about Cleveland, you have one. You're John Harbaugh. You're 64. You have one shot left. Is this where you want to take it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good point. Hey, let me ask you this. When the Browns decided we're done, we're not doing this with the cabinet anymore, what do you think the game plan was for the next head coach? Or do you think they're trying to go into this with a blank slate to see who's available and where they could go? You'd think they have some kind of game plan.
Well, I'm sure Andrew Berry didn't get to keep his job without a detailed game plan of what he was going to do with everything from free agency to the draft picks to the coaching situation. And so I'm sure they have a list. Now, do they anticipate Harbaugh being fired? I mean, maybe, but probably not. And do they anticipate there? How many is it? 7 or 8 openings now? I'm sure so. Lost track.
It's now 8 after the Dolphins. 8.
Okay, so like, yes, yeah, right. 25% of the league.
Yep.
Benedict in math: 4 times 8 is 32. That equals the team. So there we go. And that, and so you got 25%. I don't know if they anticipated that, where there'd be that many openings and that much competition. So they better have had a whole bunch of list, I would say, you know, of guys you look at. I mean, you have the other name of guy, you got Schwartz, you got Harbaugh, Mike McCarthy's out there, and I've not been a big fan of him, you know, in terms of experienced guys. And then the rest is like coordinator of whatever, the hot coordinator or the coordinator you want to be hot. It's a hard deal here. But my feeling is, I looked at Stefanski, and I would have let him go. I thought he was worn down emotionally by the job. I know they won the last 2 games, and I give him a ton of credit for that. I almost think part of the reason that he had a pretty good idea he was out and just kind of coached it his way and did things his way, the Deshaun Watson, the tentacles of that, the emotional toll along with physical things that it did to the franchise, because, you know, emotional and physical get tied together when you're trying to deal with fix Deshaun Watson, fix the cap, you know, fix, and how this whole thing goes sideways. It continues on this franchise. And if I'm Kevin, my one reaction would have been relieved. Good.
Because he's going to get a job.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, every time another goes, I mean, right now you go, who's out there? I mean, if Kevin, say Kevin were at the Jets, and the Jets had gone through what the Browns had recently, and the track record was the same, and the Jets fell into the Deshaun Watson trap, the Browns would be lining up to talk to Kevin Stefanski.
That's actually true. Terry Pluto joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I would think, Terry, you tell me, if a coach comes in and says, I don't like fill in the blank here, then he's not going to have to deal with fill in the blank. And I'm thinking quarterback in particular. There are 3 quarterbacks on the roster right now. I would think a coach could come in and say, I want a free agent quarterback in here and probably get that guy. Do you think they're going to try to tie anybody to a new head coach?
Oh, make him that. Well, you got to go with Shador.
You got to
like
go
that.
With Shador. You got to play Deshaun next year. We have Dylan Gabriel. He is your backup, whatever it's going to be.
I don't think so. I don't really think so. Because 3rd-round pick, 5th-round pick, there's no money attached to it. Deshaun, whether you pay him to do whatever he did last year or you don't, you're still stuck with that whole thing, too. They can't possibly believe that you know, Deshaun has any sort of long-term answer. I mean, I suppose this is Cleveland. Anything could happen. Maybe he ends up on the field for a couple of games next year. I hope not. I don't want to see that because it goes nowhere. I mean, so you get a couple of games out of him, and then what? Then his contract's finally up. Hallelujah. And you haven't solved anything about your quarterback thing. That would be just another one of the Browns quarterback follies in my mind. So I would think the coach, whoever it is, could say, you know, I kind of like Shadur. I'm not big on Dylan, but we really, you know, I want a veteran. That would be my view, actually. I would want a veteran. And almost what they started to do, but then backed off, the reclamation project.
If you could, knowing Jimmy Haslam, now knowing Andrew Berry for a couple of years, can you build that winning head coach in your mind and who that might be and what qualities that they need to have to succeed here in Cleveland?
It's such a tough job. I mean, at some point, with Mike Stefanski, has some of that going.
Yeah.
You have to build a strong staff. I mean, the thing when we go back and look at it, you know, for example, what made the Browns so overachieve in 23 was you had two terrific coordinators, and I can consider an offensive line coach like a coordinator. You had Callahan still here, and then you had Jim. And so they were taking care of that. Kevin was able to kind of concentrate on the offensive side of the ball. You weren't getting on calling the plays and not calling the plays, and especially when they were freed up after Watson. You know, Watson gave him a couple of good games, but it was a really good operation if you look at it from a coaching point of view. How you get back to that, I'm not sure, but that would be the job of the head coach to say, okay, you know, how are you going to build this staff with who? Because when they started trying to replace Callahan, they went through two offensive coordinators, and then the special teams has been a disaster. And so all you really had, the only stable thing you could count on was Schwartz. And after a while, his defense was just worn down also. You know, there's another ripple effect of the Deshaun Watson thing, because when Watson's your quarterback, you rank between 30th and 32nd in points scored.
Terry, if you have a name, if not, do you have a concept as like former head coach or coordinator?
Probably a coordinator, just because I don't see, you know, look, would I want Harbaugh? Of course I would. It'd be a fresh start for him here. It'd be a lot of fun. Immediately would, I think, bring some energy and all that into here. It's the same reason everybody else would want to hire him. And then the question is, why would he want to come in here with no quarterback? You know, that kind of thing. I mean, think about that. For most of his career, Harbaugh had two quarterbacks. He had Flacco and Lamar. I think that's like 15 seasons or something with them.
It's a way to get it done. Terry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
Hope the book sales are going well. Why can't this team just find a quarterback? By Terry Pluto. You can go to Amazon. You can get it where you buy your books. Thank you, bud.
Thanks,
Terry.
Terry Pluto, plaindealercleveland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.